Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, which brews beers that are highly rated by beer critics and beer lovers alike. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
This is Sound Opinions, and time now for our Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan. So we are here with Andy Surzan. By day, he works as the vice president at Jam Productions, one of the leading concert promoters in America. But by night, by weekend, by vacation, he is trolling the garage sales, the basements, the dustbins of history to come up with some of the most weird, obscure, and fascinating holiday music of all time. Andy, welcome once again to the show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me back.
So Andy creates a special Christmas mix every year. This year's is titled Warblings from the Enchanted Forest, and that is available to all of you out there listening at christmas.soundopinions.org for free download. Warblings from the Enchanted Forest, Andy Surzan's latest Christmas mix.
Yeah, and I'm honored to keep getting invited back. I was sure after last year's Hillbilly show that that wasn't going to happen.
The hillbilly music was dark and disturbing, but that's how we like it, Andy.
Well, I'm going to try to come back with a wider variety of selections this year. Actually, the last few years I've been going into these genre-specific comps, so the soul comp and the jazz one, and it's got that out of my system, and now I'm going back to the old format, which is basically anything goes, and it's that series we call the Holiday Obscura series. So today we're going to hear some holiday soul, some holiday jazz, some holiday weird pop, some stuff that's indescribable, all over the map and all crammed together on this year's compilation. And
Well, it is no exaggeration, Andy. I have to underscore what Mr. Kott just said. The day after Christmas, or maybe 2 days, you go right back to it, looking for music for next year's compilation, and you go up until a week or so ago, putting this together every year. I know you already have some for next year that didn't make this year's compilation. This is a passion for you.
Yeah, but, you know, the sad part for me financially is that, like, the Christmas stuff is just a microcosm of my interest in collecting vinyl. So, you know, it's 90% of what I'm buying has nothing to do with Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it sits in a temperature-controlled storage locker in an undisclosed location. And, it's just, for me, it's a passion to collect, stuff from the original vinyl era. I'm interested that it's more new stuff's coming out, but my thing is the historical perspective on it, and the Christmas thing is part of that.
Now, our listeners who are not familiar with the Andy Surzan Christmas experience need to know that this is a very in-demand disc that you put out every year. I mean, you are talking about people like Trey Anastasio and Eddie Vedder and Robert Plant, these people that you worked with in your day job, I'll look forward to getting this every year. This is a vital a part of their holiday season.
Well, they tell me they do. I should quiz them sometime.
How did this begin, though? Because this has been going on for decades now, right?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of funny. I mean, I don't like to do the name drop thing because the idea is that this is, a download for everybody, and they just happen to be musicians that I know and like. In fact, I just ran into Robert at the Vic Theater the other night, and Buddy Miller is also on my list, and the two of those guys sitting there talking about my Christmas CD. I'm just like, I'm shaking my head going, this is a trip and a half right here. But the whole idea behind it is to find these songs and then in some way put them back into circulation so for consideration by other people. And, when we see the number of downloads that happen on the free mix we'll talk about later, or we see the podcast numbers and whatnot and the chatter online or whatever, the people are like, oh, man, I really like that song. And that's what it's about for me. I think that this music is, it's not like a joke or anything. It's kind of like, okay, I like Christmas and everything. That's all cool and stuff. But the music that is popular around the holidays, for me, the mainstream when I was a kid, I just didn't like much of it. And so when I started finding stuff I did like, then I was thinking, why isn't this song better known? What happened here? And so now I'm so far down the wormhole drilling down in this stuff that I am obsessed with the idea that in almost every genre there is, some have been mined to the end of days. The psych rock thing, guys have been working on that. Armies of guys.
Yeah.
Old guys who just, that's what they do every day. But no one ever did it in this genre. And I'm trying to, like, be that guy to correct a right or wrong. And I'm not the judge of whether this is great material or not, but I'm the guy who's saying you should just at least hear this and get an idea of what really is out there in this genre. And maybe you'll even like Christmas music more.
Well, we're
or
gonna
less,
have a,
depending
we,
on.
We are going to have a better holiday thanks to you, Andy. Let's dive into the music. It's time to get to music. Tell us the first couple songs we're going to hear.
Okay, well, this first one, when I found it, I knew immediately that it was going to be the first track on my mix this year. It's a song called Santa Is My Cousin, and it's a guy named Andy Claus. And I thought, this if this song is any good, this is going to be a big tune for me. And, of course, the song starts off with the phrase, you know, my name is Andy, and I'm friends with Santa Claus, and I live at the North Pole, too. And I'm like, oh, no, this is my guy right here.
Yeah.
And right after that, we go into an old kind of bopping. It's got a big horn solo and a guitar solo in it. Chimney Top Twist by Robin Sisters. And it's the reindeer up on the roof thumping around. And, you know, it's just kind of a real fun sort of quasi throwaway. And then, you know, maybe we'll back announce the rest of the songs. But this is a set. All this material on this first set, by the way, is off this year's mix. So if you like this, you'll probably like the mix. If you don't, you're probably going to turn the channel any second now.
People are going to love it, Andy.
All right, here we go.
I love the noises that you hear at Christmas time.
You mean the sound of bats flying in the night?
No, no, master.
Werewolves howling at the moon?
No, uh-uh.
The monster eating a sled?
No, no, no.
Please, please, calm yourself, Igor. Count, I think I know what Igor means. He means the sounds of Christmas that the human beings love. After all, there are some human beings who are as normal as you and I, and the sounds they make at Christmas are sometimes quite pleasing to the ear. Why don't you stop a moment and listen?
Santa's my cousin, everybody knows. He'll be here to see you in his Christmas clothes. Santa, Santa, he loves you. You can call me Andy, all the children do. Way up in the North Pole, I live up there too. Children, children, I love you. When Santa comes, please tell him I was here to sing for all the girls and boys. I promise this, that he will bring you toys and joy for Christmas time. If you don't see Santa, I will talk for you. He will listen to me, that I promise you. Children, children, I love you. Comes, please tell him I was here to sing for all the girls and boys. I promise this, that he will bring you toys and joy for Christmas time. If you don't see Santa, I will talk for you. He will listen to me, this I promise you. Children, children, I love you.
Children, children, I love you. reindeer make it so. It's Christmas time and children faces glow. It's Christmas full of joy and cheer. It's Christmas, Santa Claus is near. Fireplace, stockings hung up high. Fruit and nuts make it all seem right. It's Christmas, trees that smell of pine. It's Christmas, bells ring out in chime. It's Christmas, families all around join in cheerful sound. It's Christmas time. Stockings hung up high. Fruit and nuts make it all seem right. It's Christmas, trees that smell of fine. It's Christmas, bells ring out in time. It's Christmas, families all around.
The Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular from WBZ Chicago and PRX.
Peppermint, 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 peppermint engineer.
He came to life from a candy cane to drive a train so dear. With an I believe in Christmas and a sprinkle of magic love, he became the engineer of the train this world will. He came to life from a candy cane to bring you Christmas cheer. Do you believe in Santa Claus? Do you believe in Christmas now? Do you believe in choo-choo trains? Do you believe? If you believe in Santa Claus, Christmas love and cheer, you'll see Santa sleigh or a choo-choo train with a peppermint engineer. Drives a choo-choo train that's filled with love for you to see and hear.
Peppermint, 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 peppermint engineer.
He was hard to find, but he sure is fine, that peppermint engineer. Do you believe in Santa Claus? Do you believe in Christmas love? Do you believe in choo-choo trains? Do you believe? If you believe in Santa Claus, Christmas love and cheer, you'll see Santa's sleigh or a choo-choo train with a peppermint engineer.
Peppermint, 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 peppermint engineer.
To life from a candy cane? Do you believe it? I never saw anything like that in my entire life.
All right, those are some selections from the latest holiday disc from our very own Kris Kringle, Andy Surzan. Warblings from the Enchanted Forest is the name of the disc. It is available for free until the end of the year at christmas.soundopinions.org. Andy, what did we just hear?
That last track was a tune I found rummaging around down in Memphis. It was a promo only 45 by a group called Memphis Sounds Orchestra, and it came out in 1976. Almost near disco, but it couldn't be disco because it came out of the Memphis music scene, and all those guys are, I'm sure a lot of them were players that played on a lot of the Stax stuff and whatnot. Pretty fun, pretty cool, big party, Christmas party tune. And before that, we heard Peppermint Engineer by Joni Summers, and prior to that, it's Xmas Time, Wayne Champion, with a huge orchestral kind of backdrop to it, and strangely enough, it seems like a really high budget production, but it was on Invictus Records, whatever that is, a 45, and oddly melancholy for a Christmas tune.
Yeah, one of probably six copies in the world. What I love about Andy visiting us each Christmas, he brings the vinyl, and Andy, it kind of smells bad, and it's dusty, and there's hairs on it and stuff, and there anybody doubting the authenticity of this music, you are not kidding. Coming up, a lot more rare holiday music from the collection of Christmas guru, music collector extraordinaire, our own Andy Claus, Andy Surzan. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.